God's own people. Good day and welcome to our podcast, Believers on Board. Today, we shall read from John chapter 1, 35 to 42. The key verse of the passage says, "He found his brother Simon and told him, 'We have found the Messiah.' He took him to Jesus Christ." I read that from John chapter 1, the verses 41 to 42. Taking others to Jesus Christ. Taking others to Jesus Christ. Now, this is a scenario I want you to think about. If you went out into the field in search of gold and you found it, who will you inform first? Your very close brother or your closest friend? Remember, both of them are very close to you, and you have to make a choice of the first person to know. The other will know later, though. Not that he will be left out completely, no. But you have to choose the person to whom you first pass the news break. Many people will break the good news to the brother first and the friend second. In a situation where you love your brother dearly, it would be very difficult, though not impossible, to inform your friend and give second place to your brother. And what we say for brother can apply to sister. But if the sibling is not close to your heart, as some are, you will prefer your good friend. It is often said a good friend is better than a bad brother. Where you have such a brother, your friend would definitely take precedence. Let's go to our passage. When Andrew found the Messiah, the Christ, he first broke the news to his brother Simon Peter and told him, "We have found the Messiah." That was not the end of the story. He took Simon Peter to Jesus. As soon as Jesus saw Peter, he said to him, and here are the words of Jesus, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas." That is the same as Peter, and that name means a rock. Blood is thicker than water, so goes the adage. We have priority placed in our lives for those who are closer to our hearts, but we must not let that block the love for others who are not members of our immediate family. They too need their own place and share. Believers break barriers and go beyond borders for the sake of spreading the gospel. Sometimes it is not easy to break barriers, though, but for the sake of making others know Jesus, we should go an extra mile. That is what it means to witness for Jesus Christ. Because Andrew looked for his brother Simon, he came to know Jesus. Sometimes we tend to neglect our own blood relatives and instead do things for people outside our families. That's not good. We must be careful to maintain the balance. Knowing Jesus Christ is a license for eternal life, and no reasonable person would like to watch a family member miss salvation. Therefore, evangelize your family and let no person remain outside the kingdom of heaven. If you witness with success, you have indeed witnessed and left the rest in the hands of God. But if you fail to witness and your husband, your brother, sisters, aunt or uncle, mother or any other relative misses eternal life, you will answer some questions from God on the last day. Let me repeat that. You will answer some questions from God on the last day. That is, if you fail to witness to your family relatives and also to your community, and somebody doesn't go to heaven because of you. There's no wisdom in preaching and witnessing to the outside world when members of your family don't believe in Christ. Start at home and then go beyond. Your home is your first field for evangelization. Bring Jesus Christ to your brother, to your sister, before you bring him to your friend. Your missionary work should start in your family and spread elsewhere and everywhere. Witnesses for Christ ply all routes in search of people outside the Christian fold. Where they find them, the men and women are led to Christ. The campaign for Jesus Christ should start in your house before you move to the streets. Have you ever led someone to Christ? Let me ask again. Have you ever led someone to Christ? That question is your challenge for today and for this year. And don't let it go for nothing. Take the assignment serious. Try to bring someone to church before this year ends. Some people will miss eternal life because you failed to take them to Jesus Christ. So don't let that happen to you and to them. Your neighbor or colleague outside there may just be waiting to hear you say, "We have found the Messiah. Come and see." Plot it into your timetable to take or lead that woman, that child, or that man to Jesus Christ, to the Savior of the world. And both you and the person you led to Christ will be blessed. Amen. Some questions for you as we round up. How did you become a Christian and when? That question is easy to some people and difficult to others. You know where you fall. Some believers were led to Christ when they were still babies, that is, by their parents through infant baptism. Later on, at reasonable ages, they had confirmation of their baptism and faith in Christ. Others who were already adults were led to Christ by family members and friends. A number of people in many countries became Christians while in prison through the services of prison chaplains and prison inmates. And there are other ways through which people have been led to Christ. For intercession today, please pray for Christians who are shy and timid to witness for Christ, that they may wake up and witness in their families and communities. I am Achoa Omene. Thanks for listening and good day.